The North Florida Sports Network. The North Florida Sports Network. The North Florida Sports Network. Welcome back. It's the North Florida Sports Network. We're going to do some NBA playoffs, man, because it's that time of year. So I got basketball contributor Justin on again. What's going on, man?
Dude, I love how Miami is so bad in everything the past like 2 years. I'm now NBA contributor instead of Miami contributor.
basketball contributor. But, I mean, that could be coming to an end this fall. Not hopefully, but. We'll see.
Hey, I like you, dude. You want to be a Kane man. I can feel it.
No, I can feel it in
your voice. But you almost said hopefully.
Oh,
bro.
Oh, my God. I'll never
live
that down. Jesus.
Well, hey, at least on August 31st, you can be on my side, dude. We'll be playing
yes,
Gators.
That's true. I'll take that. All right. Well, hey, man. So we got the playoffs going on. I know that what's you know, Boston's up big in the East. We had them in Denver, and then Minnesota comes out and punches Denver in the face, takes the first two on the road, but then loses the next two at home. So that series is definitely got underway.
Oh yeah, dude. It's weird too that both teams are winning on the road.
Yeah,
and it has been a fun matchup, like we had talked about coming into that matchup. It's been a fun matchup, man. Honestly, like, we were texting the other day, and I think the difference is that Karl Anthony Towns is soft and Aaron Gordon's not.
Yep, that's where I was gonna go. And Charles Barkley was saying that before the series that this would be the key. It's gonna be Karl Anthony Towns not being soft.
And Aaron Gordon, what was it? The other game, he went something like 11 for 12 from the field. It was like that game three he had in the finals against Miami, where he scored like 30 last year.
Yep.
And when you got a guy that can do that, and you've got the Joker and Jamal Murray, I mean, it's like so many bullets in the chamber, man, of, you know, that they can fire at you.
Right. And that was, they came up big when they had to. I mean, when their backs against the wall, they've now tied the series. I don't see them losing that series. I see them winning the next two games.
Game five is going to determine what happens.
Yeah, that's tonight. And we will see. This is the kind of thing, you know, if you want to be known as the man, like Anthony Richardson said he wants to be, this is the series he has to win, has to step up and do it.
And kind of same thing for Joker, dude. I heard a stat the other day.
He's one though.
Yeah, but if you look at this was the thing that I heard that was interesting. Joker's never beat a team ranked above a 4 seed in the playoffs.
Mm. That is interesting. Well, we'll see. He'll have his chance. You know, but he's been. You know, he had 35 in game four. They try, you know, in 7-7, just ho-hum.
Yeah. It was a regular old basic game for him.
I mean, Edwards tried everything he could. He had 44 points in game four, but it wasn't enough. Like, where's the help? You know, nobody's helping him.
I mean, yeah, because Gobert.
Conley, you need pounds.
Yeah, exactly. That's what I was just going to say is Gobert is your big defensive guy that you put him on Joker and hope that you can neutralize him. And then Towns has got to be coming through with a 20-10, man. I mean, he's a top three draft pick. The guy's an athletic freak.
Right.
He needs to start showing up, dude. I mean, he's got some like serious Ben Simmons energy going on right now.
Heck yeah! And then in the West, is both series now are tied at two, because just when you think your Mavericks, with you know you picked the Joker, not the Joker, God. Luca. Getting my Serbs, my European guys mixed up.
You're a racist.
Yeah, that's right.
All Euros look the same.
That's right, man. That's right. I am. I'm racist. I'm very racist because I got my Bass Pro Shop hat on. yes. Okay. So you have this series where Dallas is up 2-1. And what happened? What happened last night? What happened? Did Luka just not decide to show up, or what?
Well, I heard somewhere on the radio today, people are starting to question whether Luka's hurt, and we just don't know it. Because Luka's only had, in this playoff run so far, he's only had one 30-point game.
Mm. Yeah, that could be it. I mean, he had 12 at half, and then he finished the game with 18. So he only had 6 points in the second half. I mean, that's not going to get it done. And then your other star, Kyrie Irving, is not even putting up double figures.
Yeah, and they're supposed to be carrying the load offensively. Yeah. Like, that's the quote-unquote business model of this team is Luka mm-hmm. and Kyrie get 30 yep. each, and then everybody else fills in, you know, like the P.J. Washingtons of the world who's been right. playing phenomenal yeah, this playoff run. And,
well, you need it from another guy like Hardaway Jr. who you're paying, but he's not. He's only giving you six, so.
That's a shame. That hurts my heart, man. Old Timmy Hardaway Jr.
Yeah. But I mean, that was a game that they gave away. But shout out to the Thunder and SGA, Shai Gilgeous-Alexander, the Canadian. The young buck is smooth, man.
He is. He's fun to watch.
He is. He's an old school player, man. Really smooth. I mean, has the jumpers. I mean, I saw one where he threw it above the backboard, just like on a regular jump. It was like on the baseline. So that's not high percentage, man, but he made it.
I remember in the 90s, we used to see people trying those fadeaway baseline over the backboard jumpers yeah. all the time. I used to practice that damn shot at the rec park when I was like 13. Oh, yeah. Like you get that angle right over the corner of the backboard.
Yeah, but I mean, he's bringing it. And then you got the old Chet Holmgren, the youngster, who is really impressive. I thought, you know, to be able to make a presence at that age and that just lankiness, he puts up a fight. You know, he had 18 last night and 9. So that's big.
He's tougher than Porzingis, who is kind of what I thought he was going to be coming out. You know, big, tall, skinny kid with skills that's just always going to be hurt. Then he got hurt like on his like first game. So I was like, oh, yep, that's what that guy is. But he's been healthy all year and played really well for essentially a rookie, a 20-year-old rookie.
This is a really a young team. I mean, you got guys, I mean, Jalen Williams, who's like 23, who had almost a triple-double last night, 14, 9, and 6. But, I mean, just a good effort from Oklahoma City, the one seed in the West. Do you think that they can win this series?
I don't think Luka's going to miss free throws down the stretch again. I don't think the team's going to go 12 for 23 from the line again. And it's only a matter of time before Kyrie starts doing some of that crazy Kyrie crap where he'll drop 25 and a quarter.
That's true. That was, you know, surprised him to only have 9 points.
You think that would be a game that he got injured in? Like, Kyrie never scores single digits.
You would think, but I'm telling you right now, the Thunder didn't shoot well either. So, I mean, they shot worse than the Mavericks. They shot 38% from the floor and won.
Yeah, but 50% from the free throw line, man, for the Mavs. Yeah, that's a killer.
That will kill you. 12 of 23 from the line. That is the difference. And the Thunder made all their free throws except for one. So that's the difference of the game, man.
You can't miss the freebies. Right,
you can't miss the freebies. And that's why they lost. They lost that game because of that.
No, and especially when a big part of their game, the Dallas offense is getting to the line with Kyrie driving, Luka driving, PJ Washington driving. Like, they're not just a jump shooting team. Not like the Warriors, you know, who never get to the line. Right. Like, getting to the line is a part of their game. And if you're getting to the line 23 times, you got to make 20 of them. Mm-hmm. You can't make 12. I mean, that's pathetic. Like, a high school coach would be infuriated at his team.
Yeah, that's just hard to. I think they'll come back, though. I mean, game five is going to be huge
for both sides. Yeah, on the road. Yeah, no, that you got to think that OKC crowd has got to be insane.
Yeah.
Coming back for game five. Because, I mean, the Dallas crowd was going nuts home to tip court, off last night.
Home court doesn't matter in the NBA, it looks like.
So West. Weird.
I know. I thought basketball was the one sport where, you know, you'd want it the most. But, well, let's go to the East. You have Boston and Cleveland. That's pretty much wrapped up. They're up 3-1. Mitchell's out.
Oh, yeah, Mitchell's out. I mean, Garland did everything he could last night to keep that that Pacers team in it.
Yeah.
I'm not impressed by the Celtics.
The Celtics are, you know, they're just getting by, but
when they're just lucky Jimmy Butler was hurt. Right. Just like Jimmy Butler said, if he wasn't hurt, Boston and New York would be at home, because this is a weak ass Eastern Conference right now. And a healthy Jimmy Butler and a healthy Terry Rozier gives the Heat as good a shot as anybody to make the finals again. But both those guys were hurt, and we're seeing now, like, I mean, the Knicks are all banged up.
Yeah.
Yeah, the Celtics are the Knicks are banged up. The Celtics are underperforming like the Celtics always do, man. There's something with this team, man. I don't know that Tatum and Brown, there's something missing.
Yeah.
It's been like this. Like,
their,
I mean,
whole
they,
career.
Yeah. I mean, dude, going back to the bubble, going back to the COVID bubble, man, they were supposed to win the East. It was like them and the Bucks, and they couldn't get past the
Heat.
They
don't have the closer.
Yeah, there's something there,
they,
man.
Don't have it. Who are you going to when you need a bucket? You're going to Tatum, and he's not going to deliver. And I mean,
at this point, you go to Derek White.
And
Derek White has been playing great. He wasn't just the Heat killer. He's played great throughout all these playoffs.
Porzingis is hurt, so they need to get him back.
Well, they should expect that. I mean, he's Porzingis, man.
The Knicks pretty much, like, conceded game four. That wasn't even close. I mean,
all the Villanova guys can only do so much.
Right. Jalen Brunson's been just doing so much. But is it going to be enough? Is the health going to run out in that series?
Yeah, I mean, like, the Pacers, they're a very average team, but an average team can beat a good team that's hurt.
Yeah.
And the Knicks are hurt, man. I mean, no Mitchell Robinson, no Zach Randolph. Oga, I can't even pronounce that guy's name, but that defensive guy, Oga Bonogu, or whatever his name is.
Yeah.
I mean, he's been out, and he's a huge part of their team. I saw some stat like a week or so ago about him, and like the plus minus when he's off the floor is unbelievable. It's like a 30-point swing plus minus when he's not on the court.
Yeah.
And that's a huge deal, especially when you get into the playoffs and every point counts.
Yep. Well, they're going to need, those guys like Hart and DiVincenzo, Brunson. I mean, they're going to need them guys to get rested. We'll see if the Magic can, you know, I don't see any of these teams beating the Celtics. Like, you're so right. Jimmy Butler's so right. I mean, like, the Celtics are just going to like coast by to the finals, and I don't see them winning it.
I think they get whacked in the finals, man.
Yeah, I think the West is going to win. And it's probably going to be Denver, but.
Yeah, if Denver gets past Minnesota, Minnesota's their biggest challenge.
Yep.
I mean, like we had talked about before the playoffs, I had Dallas beating the Mavs in 6 or 7 in the Western Conference Finals, and it looks like that's where it's going.
You had Dallas
beating
the Nuggets.
Oh, did I take? Oh yeah, oh yeah. I might have got wild, a little wild there.
You had Dallas beating the Mavs. That's what you said, but Dallas beating the Nuggets. All right. Well, that's still alive. I think that's the best. I think that'll be a good series. But if Luka's not healthy, then
If Luka's not right, then it's not. If Luka's right, then my little run of the Mavs could be true. And if it does end up being the Mavs versus the Celtics, I think the Mavs take them in like 5.
Really?
Dude, the Celtics, they don't impress me, man. I've watched the Celtics struggle against average Miami Heat teams every year in the playoffs for 5 straight years.
That's true.
I mean, I can't get on board with Boston, man. There's just something missing with that team. I don't know what it is. I thought bringing in like a Drew Holiday type would kind of give them that like toughness, that edge, you know, that grit, that championship crap or whatever that's out there. And Drew Holiday has been kind of ineffective. I almost forget that he's even on the team watching them.
Yeah.
And that's a shame, because I love Drew Holiday, and he brings exactly what Boston needs to that team. And they don't seem to utilize him that well.
No.
It's just Tatum and Brown, Tatum and Brown, and then Derek White.
Yeah.
And Derek White's not supposed to be their number 3.
No, they need Porzingis to get back for that matchup.
problem. Yeah, because when Porzingis is healthy, that Celtics team is a different team.
Yeah, they look like the same old team when he's out. They look like that same team that's solid, going to make the playoffs and lose to the Heat.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Well, all right. So you're sticking with Dallas to close out that series, Denver to close out that series in the West. Is that correct?
Yep. And
who do you got in the East?
Well, obviously still Boston.
Boston.
And
Pacers.
I don't want to pick the Pacers
but it's just hard to, the bodies hit the floor, you know, and who's going to be there,
you know, with all these injuries. I mean, like again, I heard somebody, some talking head bring it up. They're like talking about the extra minutes that these guys are having to log. And I mean, they should be used to it because it's Thibodeau, and this is what Thibodeau does, is he drives his, you know, 7-man rotation into the ground.
Yeah.
But like, if you're the Knicks right now, and you're like, you're a Josh Hart, you're a Jalen Brunson, say you were playing 34 minutes during the regular season. Now you're playing 42.
Mm. Yeah.
Course of several playoff series, those extra minutes add up, and your body's not used to, your body's not going to be able to respond to that extra impact over a long course of time, and they don't have anybody coming back healthy is the problem.
Right. Well, they're going to regroup. It'll be in Madison Square Garden. So if they're going to find it, if they don't win tonight, they're done.
They need a Willis Reed moment.
Right. They got two home games left, so I guess it's possible, but they're not going to win in game six. So they need to somehow win game five and just don't even travel over for game six.
Yeah, just everybody rest up for game six and then hope Brunson drops 60 in game seven.
But it's hard to see any of these teams beside Boston make the finals. I just can't even picture it. I'm sitting here when we're talking about it, I'm like, all right, well, could we really see the Pacers in the finals?
I mean, yeah, I couldn't. I can't see it. No. I can't wrap my head around like Jason Halliburton.
Yeah.
You know,
Iowa State, he's a Cyclone. But this is a guy that nobody knows who they are. I mean, Miles.
Yeah, like he's a good solid player, but I can't just, I would think if anybody beats Boston, yes, Siakam. God, I didn't even realize Siakam was there until I was watching one of their games against Orlando.
I know.
And I was like, oh, Siakam's still around. That's right.
Yeah. Well, all right. Well, what's that?
We had to go.
We got to get on out of here. But we got baseball, college baseball. We'll get Jimmy Reno back in here. FSU was able to scrounge out the third game of the series, losing 2-3 to Pitt. That's not good. It's not going for the baseball team, but it's still been a good season for FSU baseball. Big series coming up this weekend, hosting Georgia Tech, and then the ACC tournament. I know you're not a big college baseball fan, but College World Series is always fun.
Yeah, I usually watch a little bit of the College World Series, but if I'm not gonna, if I'm watching baseball, I'm watching Little League World Series, my man.
There you go.
That's the greatest brand of baseball there is.
Well. The summertime's coming in, man. Miami football's, I mean, a lot of people are picking them, you know. They got the quarterback. I really like the running back they brought in from Oregon State.
Oh, him and Fletcher being the two-headed monster this year. I mean, Cristobal has no excuse. If you look at Miami's weak-ass schedule, the talent that we brought in with returning talent coming back. I mean, we got Restrepo, you know, 35 years old, man. He's a crafty veteran out there. I mean, Miami, and you look at their schedule, is hot garbage. Dude, yeah. Miami needs to win 10 games this year, period.
Yeah, I agree.
I mean, Mike Norvell won 10 games in his third season, coming after the dumpster fire that was Willie Taggart. If Cristobal can't do it in 3 years, man, when we hired him, I don't think he's the guy.
This is it, yeah. And I'm looking forward to that first game, man. Florida,
that's going to be fun. That is going to be fun, dude. We got to get a watch party over here at the house.
That'll be fun. That'll be after Florida State opens in Ireland against Georgia Tech on August 24th. God, it's still, what? Still got 3 months. It'll fly by.
Just under 100 days, I think. We just hit our 100-day mark.
All right.
And dude, actually, not only you got the Florida State game opening up in Ireland on the 24th, but our actual opening weekend is pretty loaded, dude. You got Clemson in Georgia, Miami, Florida, Notre Dame, Texas A&M, USC, and LSU. Ugh. All on the 31st.
Well,
man,
we're going to have to figure out some stuff to do. Maybe we'll have to do some time machine talk again. But hey, we'll watch these games and we'll react to them. And we'll talk to you next time right here on the North Florida Sports Network.
We had to go. Our ride was here. We got a shuttle to our